And now your second hour of Hollywood Connections. Take it away, Dawn Reiss.
Thank you. And my beautiful co-host, Yvonne Madison, is here with me.
I'm here.
Yes, second hour, 7:06 p.m.
Oh, good.
Doesn't this go fast?
Oh, really? Okay, unbelievable.
I know. So right now, actually, we're going to be taking call-ins in about probably 10 minutes here with another superstar. She's a singer. She's on cruise ships. We're going to be doing specials about the secrets of getting on cruise ships.
Oh, good.
But in the meantime, before she calls in, we have Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Hi.
He's saying finally.
And you're the one with all the commercials, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're an actor also.
Full time.
Okay.
Well, actually.
And a dancer.
Full time today, but, you know, it's
and
just sometimes.
And a dancer also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I grew up in the business since I was 8 years old. I started singing, and then that's when I started taking vocal lessons with Naomi Kay over here in Clearwater.
Okay.
Naomi T. Kay, she's a phenomenal vocal artist.
Are you from Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Is she still here in Clearwater?
I think so. I haven't seen her. I need to go back there because, you know, every singer should always stay with their vocal coach no matter what, you know, like
yeah, always
times.
Keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get her to call in one of these times with you?
Naomi?
Yeah.
Sure, I can give her a call.
That'd be great.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing, started performing when I was younger. Like I said, I've been since 8 years old. And I had created an album, but I haven't fully released it. You know, it happened when, like, music was at the lowest peak, I guess. Because in the 90s, you know, early 90s, early 2000s, music was booming. You had albums. You had like, songs out there. You had people touring like crazy. And the economy kind of, went kind of downhill. And
recession people were, and all
people
that.
Well, the problem I think the mail was that people were downloading songs for free, and they weren't making it, the artists weren't making any money off their songs. Then they went on tour to try to make some music happen. And they're still touring. They're still doing some things, but it's not as active as it was. So I said, right now I'm going to hold off until that music can come back around again. So I said, I want to act. I'm going to get a trainer. I'm going to train. I got my degree, a two-year degree in TV film. Then I got my four-year in business. But I'm
all in. Your master's now?
Right now I'm working on my master's degree in communications.
Okay.
Not too sure yet what I want to do with my doctorate. All I know is I'm going to go straight through and get done, and then I will, and then I'm going to go ahead and hit the music studio after I'm finished with my degree and really get out these songs. I have 8 finished already.
Oh, beautiful. I want to ask you a question about your dancing. I'm interested in dancing. I look at that program, So You Want to Dance. You ever see that?
So You Think You Can Dance?
Yes, I love that. So do you think that ballet is the foundation for it? Everyone should take ballet?
Especially males.
Especially males.
I trained at Performing Arts Center here in Tampa. So I took a lot of classes with my teachers. I did the coffee break, which I started actually musical theater with my teacher, Kelly. She was my teacher at the time at Forman Arts Center. And then I took I only took 2 ballet classes. I was going to take a third one, but I just took 2. It's kind of expensive. I was paying like $50 a month, but it wasn't that bad.
Tampa Performing Arts now is the Strauss Center, right?
Yes, ma'am. That is it. That is correct.
That's where Benny used to work.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to do the, he's a flyman for all the big shows that came in.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Every
That's
one
awesome.
Of them, yes.
Yeah, I mean, theater has been something that just never left me. I love theater. Especially Christian plays, where I played Lucifer. I played Lucifer the devil, which I wouldn't mind. I mean, I believe in God, and I actually had the gentleman who played Jesus in theater role I did out in Orlando. He actually blessed me and prayed for me first, because when you take on the devil role,
right,
you don't know what's going to happen, because the devil is so twisted. And,
oh, yes.
You know,
so.
Can I say, I saw when I went to a church in Orlando, and they had a great play about, you know, the spirits and what it's like, really what's going on when, you know, in the spirit world. And they did have somebody playing, and, you know, that really hit me of, you know, don't know what's going on in the spirit world around you, and how these angels were fighting the demons and the devils. And of course, people are going, okay, what are you now? Yes, we have miracle stories on this show.
Yes.
Well, I read the Bible a lot, and 10,000 angels got knocked out of heaven during the fight between the devil and God. And, and that's why you're seeing aliens float the world. That's what you're seeing.
And also, when you're creating a character, you take on a lot of, you take on everything about them.
Right, you do.
And so if you're playing the part of a devil,
right,
so you got to be careful.
Yeah, I did. I made sure that I was definitely prayed with and blessed with, because, you know, strange things did happen. I actually, between the play, I was going to Atlanta, and strange things did occur where things wouldn't happen if you weren't playing the devil role.
Right.
You know, so you know you're watching out, because devil is on your shoulder no matter what.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm excited for Darren because at 7:30, you know, we also, we're going to pop on. We have a miracle story here. And we have another lady in the house that is Michelle before the 7:30 hour. And
awesome.
What we have is a top agent manager calling in from Los Angeles. And I'm ready for you to ask her some questions about your career.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
She's
definitely
had a lot of stars. And Calvin, you have a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Talking about questions. I do have a question.
Hey, go ahead, Calvin. Yep.
what?
Say, let's do it from the top. Reporting for
reporting for Hollywood Connections. This is Calvin Lopez, with
Darren Ferraro.
All right, and what do you do?
Well, I'm a full-time actor, singer, and performer. But as of right now, I've just been acting.
All right, and what's your toughest role that you have to like take on? Or
well, there's a lot of roles that I've actually taken on that I've actually created myself. A film I did in Orlando called Room 236 is now changed to Unlawful Justice. I had to create a character within about 13 seconds before we rolled. Mm. And all I could think of was a psycho, twisted, evil villain that we needed to deliver. Each actor was delivering a character that they had to create. If that character in that role was not as powerful as it should have been, you were cut. That's how we worked. It was improv. It was no script.
I was going to ask you. Improvisation.
It was all improv.
Yes.
There was no script at the time. Now
and
there is.
What I like about improv is that you never see the same thing twice. You never.
Nope.
Right. And that's really wonderful. You know, I just also wanted to tell you that when I first, I'm an actress also.
Okay.
And when I first started, I started religious plays. And I played Peter's wife, Adina.
I love it.
Yes. And it was really spiritual. It was beautiful to be his wife.
It is. It's amazing. I mean, you know, to do films like, I mean, I don't even know if I want to mention this because it was so harsh, but the Passion of the Christ film, that film was amazing, but it also offended other people because other people had different beliefs.
You know, I can never see that again.
And neither can I. I have the DVD.
Yes, I had it too, but I sat through the whole thing. I did everything. I cried, did everything, but I just could never, I don't think I could ever sit down and watch that again.
I couldn't either. Because, but the thing is, you know what's so funny about the world? I know this sounds weird. If my mom's hearing me right now, she's probably going to laugh. Is that, you know, my mom actually bought like 6 chickens and she has now her own natural eggs that she wants to sell to like department store, you know, like Publix and stuff like that. They're all whole grain, no preservatives at all. But it was so funny how I was saying is that, you know, if you don't believe that Mary was actually a virgin when she had Jesus, you're wrong, because how do chickens have eggs without any males?
Ooh.
Right?
Oh, because
we create
that, Michelle.
We create eggs. We have eggs every month.
Right, right. But
we
I'm just saying, if you have any doubts that it's not possible for like Mary to have Jesus without any kind of encounter, you're wrong because it can happen.
I believe that it can happen. And if you look at other cultures, you'll find out that there's births like that. I have a background in Mohawk Indian. And we know that there was a virgin in our history, too, of Indians. And other people told me about other... I believe in it. I believe Jesus was...
Me too.
I believe in
I believe that there's a Virgin Mary. I believe that's how Jesus was created. And I do believe that if when Jesus was crucified, he did walk off that cross and walk on.
Oh, sure.
I believe it. I believe the whole entire thing.
I believe that on Easter he rose.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, also, too, we have a lady on the phone that has a question for you, Darren.
Of course, go ahead.
Hey there, it's Mama Jay.
Hey, Mama Jay.
Hi, Mama Jay.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm listening to your show tonight, and some questions are arising for Darren, being that he's been such an actor for so long. How in the world do you relate to regular life compared to when you're constantly in an actor's mode?
That's funny. Because before I actually took on the screen, that was actually a good question, by the way. Thank you.
Yes.
Before I even took my acting on television or on film or in a commercial, I actually would do it in front of my parents. They were like, are you acting or are you being serious? Like, no, I'm acting. Like it's weird because even when I try to date someone, a female, they're like, "Are you dating? Are you here? Are you really here? Are you acting?"
Right.
So it's like, but no, I mean, I could turn it off and turn it on. It's not hard. I go through everyday life. It's kind of tough, I think, in the relationship world for me to like have a girlfriend or something like that, is because they don't take me seriously because as an actor, you're like, they're worrying that, are you acting? Are you really
for
here?
Real? Are you for real? Yes.
You know, it's hard. You know, I think that a lot of actors struggle from that. I think a lot of big time actors out there, and I think the reason why a lot of them, and they're always talking about like they're always single or they're always, they're married or they're getting divorced. You know, I just think it has to do with a lot of stuff like that, you know, because when you're in it, when you're in a role, sometimes it is hard to break out of it, you know, and a good example of that would probably be Heath Ledger, who played the Joker. You know, it's hard maybe possibly to break out of that character because you want that character so badly. You want to own that character. And yeah, sometimes it is difficult. But I mean, you have to just know when to stop, I guess.
So my next question for you, Darren, is if anything had happened to you where you would not be able to do any performing or acting or anything like that in your life, God forbid, what would you choose to end up doing with your life instead?
Oh, man, that's rough. That's rough. I mean, that's my number one pet peeve is just performing and love. I'm going to be honest with you, like we were talking about earlier, I am currently working on my master's in communication. Then I'm going all the way through to finish my doctorate degree. So I guess I would have to use my fallback plans. You know, my accounting. My grandfather is a public accountant. My my cousin Jimmy Ferraro is a CPA, and probably that or. I don't know. I mean, that's not my number one is that. Is that.
Well, we have number two on the phone right now. Nihilus, let's get Nihilus on from the cruise line.
Okay.
And, I know Nihilus too. How you doing, girl?
Hi, is this Jacqueline?
Yes.
Hey.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. You know, I wanted to, hold on, ladies. I'm going to introduce. We, you know, we're all talking here, and Darren said I'd love to do this. And here's been the topic, ladies and Yvonne. Mm-hmm. People are writing me all the time saying, I'd like to get on a cruise ship. I would like to perform. And Benny was going to help some people as well. And our prayers are out to Benny because he had a stroke and he's getting better. And he's one of our producers. But, you know, in the meantime, I wanted to get in touch with her. She was one of our Beauty Queen reporters. She's coming back reporting soon. But Nihilus is also, I put on my Facebook, she's been performing in cruise ships with Carnival.
I was on Carnival.
Okay.
Some years ago, but I really enjoyed it. It was fabulous.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I've never been on a cruise. I will tell you, I've been on Speed 2 as a stand-in.
Me either. Speed 2. Oh, my gosh. You're missing out.
Yeah, I was a stand-in in Speed Crew, you know, Speed 2. But, you know, here's my question, and we're going to start having booking agents calling me from the cruise ship. But we're going to kick this off because Darren said, you know, that would be something I'd love to do, and other people. We have a few minutes. Can you tell us your secret, Nihilus, about how you got on with a cruise ship? You're a performer. You're a singer.
Yeah, well, definitely. For me, it was kind of like a miracle. Like, I heard you guys talking about miracles, but believe it or not, I was posting videos of myself singing and dancing, and I had a band member contact me saying, hey, I have an agent, and I would like for you to be the lead girl to my band. And I was like, okay, well, does it pay? And he was like, yeah, it's on cruise ships, and it's 6 to 8 months at a time.
Oh, awesome.
And,
so you have to commit 6 to 8 months.
You have to commit. Do have to commit, You don't go home whenever you want. You have to do the contract all the way through. And
it's
you do go through agents.
Kind of hard for commitment-phobic people, then.
And do you ever get seasick?
No, thankfully I never got seasick, but a lot of people do, and they have the little patches and the little pills, but thankfully I never had that problem. But you would need an agent, or like I had the opportunity, you know, miraculously I had someone who just discovered me.
I worked on the cruise ship as well. It was a 3-day booking. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get, like, after that, of course, I'm always hungry for more. Like, every time I book this, I want to do more.
Yeah.
So, like, I was there 3 days. Went to the Bahama Cruise Line, which is
overnight cruise or something.
Uh huh. It was 3 days. We left Thursday or Friday. We came back Sunday afternoon. And we shot a commercial on there for the Bahama Cruise Line, and it's another cruise line. There's two of them that the gentleman owns. Mm-hmm. My agency, Rose Lock Casting, out in Miami. She actually got it. She got it booked for me. And I was like, oh man, is there, how do I, and I started researching because I do, like I thought I've done all of them here, which is, you know, a blessing from God, that I've done so much work in such a short period of time. But I was like, wow, okay, I really want to do this, this, and I will go out 6 months. I will go out 8 months.
Do they pay for your room and your food and everything?
Yes, they do.
Everything. Yeah, everything is included mm-hmm. for. And I mean, what he food. Did is was probably for like a commercial.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, they do. Once you're in there, you're pretty much in entertainment. They treat you really well, and they provide everything: your room, your board, food, unlimited. And I mean, I felt like I was on vacation and a paycheck and a salary. You're on salary, so they pay you really well. You know, it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, also too is, you know, you've done a lot of Disney commercials yourself out in Orlando. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of opportunity with your family, which is awesome. But you know, for the cruise part, you know, can you give a secret of what, maybe if you were discovered by somebody, is it to get a hold of the cruise ships and find out who the entertainment director is? They're going to ask you for a package to send over.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. They ask you for a video. They ask you to pretty much to be very variety-ish, to put, you know, all different types. Styles of music. Mm-hmm. They want to see what you can do. They actually
diversity.
Yeah, they changed a lot since I've been there. Like once my last year that I went, they wanted people who can sing and dance mm-hmm. for their Broadway shows, but they do have like their top 40 bands. They have their show bands that do more like, you know, those 90s and 80s rock and all that type of stuff. But so they have a lot going on. But you can go to www.carnivalcruiseentertainment.com mm-hmm. and you click on your city. And if you want to be like an actual singer or a performer, you can go there and they will give you the dates when they're going to be there and all that great stuff. They'll provide everything for you. And then once you figure that out, they'll give you a call back. And then, you know, the whole process with the, your medicals and all that stuff goes, it takes like about a month or two, but it's definitely worth it.
I have a question. Are you presently doing something on the cruise ship?
I am not. I have been asked to, but I have a family, so it is very hard to do that for me right now. Yay. That's why the acting and commercial. Oh, thank you.
I was going to say that because when I was a flight attendant, you know, back in the days, I remember there was a young mom with two kids and she was crying like 3 weeks into it. I miss my children. Yes. I looked at her, I said, honey, go home.
Right.
I said, you can be my age, you know, and be a flight attendant. And it goes so fast, you know. And,
it does.
And Niles, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get you over to the station soon. And we look forward to that. Mama Jay is coming back to Tantalk. We're excited. Awesome. She's really working hard on that.
Good.
Jacqueline's also a minister. She can marry people on the beach. I just want to give that plug. I know we have a few minutes. We have another VIP guest.
Let's get Darren married to his career.
Yeah.
I think we should do like authentic nuptials and do it on the beach. And
well, actually, you know, King James wants to do a mock-up, so we need a couple. Because we're going to do that wedding events pretty soon.
Oh, right.
I agree. Well, ladies, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And a little secrets there how to do that. And in the meantime, let's go to that commercial. We're with Michelle here from Beaming Hope Church. Ladies, again, thank you for calling in.
Thank you,
Peter,
ladies. Thank
we're going to play that.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's
bye.
A lady from the church.
Hi. Yes. Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Bye,
see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ready, Peter?
Hollywood Connections on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm Dawn Reese, your host. Mm-hmm. HollywoodConnections.biz presents Love Our City Sunday. We love you, Largo, Florida. Thousands of dollars in free giveaways this Sunday, September 11th at 10 a.m. at Beaming Hope Church, located at 11000 110th Avenue in Largo. Everything is free. Register to win tickets, Busch Gardens, gift cards, new appliances, new toys, kids, cash to help pay your bills, and so much more. Everything is free. If for information, call 727-521-7305. Beaming Hope Church. See you this Sunday.
Okay, and we're back, and Michelle is here with Beaming Hope Church before our major VIP calls in, and then we have another artist in the house as well. He's casting for a film, but let's go to Michelle. Michelle, how are you?
I am awesome, Dawn. Thank you so much for having me. I'm like really excited to be here.
Thank you. So I'm going to give you my headsets, and I want you to talk about what's happening while I get us live on Facebook again. What's happening at the church?
Well, our church is actually, we're growing. We're actually we're putting out flyers and we're expanding. We just moved to Largo. And Beaming Hope Church is a non-denominational church, just wanting to demonstrate God's love and go out to the community and give food. We offer clothing. We're actually having a huge food drive and also a giveaway this Sunday at 10. And we're going to have raffle tickets for Busch Gardens. And when there's a washing machine, like, on the stage, on the altar, technically, ready to be given away. I saw a dresser last night. Lots of toys for children. So families, come bring your children and just come and receive what God has for you. He has a lot. Everyone has a gift that he put inside. And Beaming Hope Church just really shares that love. And it's God who does all the work. So when you actually give your life and open your heart to him, he will direct you. And there's no reason to have fear, or there's no reason to have any kind of hate. But God sent his son, Jesus, to give his life and to have it in abundance. Mm-hmm. And we teach right from the word of God and demonstrate. So we're just really excited to just to blow the Holy Ghost and see what he's doing and what he can do for you.
Well, I like your this idea about the community, and because a lot of times, like, I think when someone spoke that we are more focused on overseas or this place and that place, but it seems like your church is dealing right in the neighborhood in your own community, and I really like that. Yeah. And I was thinking that maybe the same thing that you're doing in your community in that church can be duplicated to other places.
That is amazing that you said that, because we've been having a revival week.
Okay.
And tonight's the last night. Mm-hmm. And we actually have gotten a strategy to hit the community, but also the strategy is going to other churches so that everyone knows where their church is and that people love them and that they do care.
Yes, and that if they need something, they can go. They know we have to go to the church.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I like it very much.
And it's not about the churches. It's really about God. Mm-hmm. And it's God's church. And Jesus loved his church. And we're just going out to demonstrate it. Mm-hmm. And we just pray that all the communities and all the churches join together to do his work. Right. A mighty revival for the United States.
Yes, beautiful.
Yes. Now, I have a quick question. Now, when they come over and they say, you know, there was a washing machine on stage, how does somebody, if they really need a washing machine, how is that going to work on Sunday? What are they going to do to prepare everybody for all the things that are up on the altar to give away?
They'll be giving away raffle tickets. Okay. So what mm-hmm. happens is that the tickets will be put in a basket. When you come in, you're actually going to everyone gets a ticket. And then when the ticket comes, Pastor Joe or maybe his adorable daughter will pray over it, and then a raffle ticket gets picked up, and then you can come and pick up whatever you want.
You know what I was thinking, because when I heard you say that they have a washing machine, I thought if I had a ticket and I won the washing machine, which I don't need one, uh-huh. I could give it to somebody in the audience that would need it.
Yes, you could bless somebody. It is a blessing to bless others. Uh-huh. Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, we have some extra new stuff that we picked up in our car today to bring over to the church as well. So we're excited with some donations that somebody else gave us. Mm-hmm. But also what I really like about Beaming Hope Church, Michelle, is that people, you know, when Pastor Joe was talking about hunger and their food trucks, they don't just give away expired cans. They don't do that.
No.
They give away real food, from eggs and steaks and meat, and for the families that need it, and chicken, which to me is really special in my heart.
My mom would donate some eggs.
Yeah.
She gets eggs every day. She'll donate a lot of natural eggs if you guys want some. Oh, yeah, she will.
Wow.
My mom's a Christian. She'll, for Jesus or for God, definitely she will.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Definitely.
I agree.
Well, you know, we do give good food, because we don't just give food that we're not going to eat. We are giving quality food. And there's some good meat. There's some mm-hmm. frozen, like, steaks and lamb.
Good.
And
wow.
We are also looking for volunteers to come and help with the food pantry, because it is a lot of work to unload the truck and just separate, but also help distribute food. So if you don't have a job right now, or you just kind of needing something to do, we would love for you to come and just be a blessing to us, to bless others.
And could you tell the people out there how to get in contact with you?
Yeah. So There is a phone number. Let me see what the I don't. We are actually on beaminghope.org.
Okay.
And the phone number is 727-521-7305. Thank you, Dawn.
Okay. Okay, so Peter, how are we doing on the phone? Anybody on yet?
Yeah, we got Miss California, VIP.
Miss California. Miss California.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm going to have you hold and hold that and just help me for a second. And I want to thank you so much, Michelle, for helping our community out here on our five stations.
She did bring some flyers. So yes.
She has flyers for everybody. And we're going to help out.
Yes. Right. We would just love for you to just.
We'll pass that on for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Definitely.
Beautiful. And thank you. And we have actually, would you like to introduce who's on our next call in right here, Michelle?
So now we have Karen Cattle from International.
Yes, and Karen, you're on the phone live with us on five stations. How are you?
I hear that, and it's Cattle. I hate to reprimand, but it's Cattle, and it's Karen Cattle International.
Okay. Karen Cattle.
Right, and I have her website up in front of us. Now, Karen has taken the time out. I met her a couple months ago, and she actually is the manager of Many Stars. And she actually was there with Barbara Eden, which is my favorite, I Dream a Genie. And, you know, Karen, you've got so many amazing things that we're talking about in your life, and I've got actors here. Can you give us a rundown of some of the major people that you have, or do you want me to give
Well, you can't if you have the list in front of you, or I can. I mean, I've worked with so many that it's mind-boggling to me. I started, you know, many, many, many moons ago, and legends became my passion and specialty, if you will. That's why I'm called the Legend Whisperer,
right?
Because I've had to deal with some who need to be dealt with. But I seem to have a knack at being able to do that, even when they're difficult. But for the most part, they haven't been. I've done our TV specials and produced with Audrey Hepburn, Betty Davis, Elizabeth Taylor, Sophia Loren, Greer Garson, Esther Williams, Joan Fontaine, a couple.
You know, I'm looking here. It says Karen has directed personal contact with nearly every client on her list. And I'm going to say everybody almost in Hollywood, Karen, because from Dick Van Dyke.
I have a few.
Lou Gossett Jr., which I love Lou Gossett. I met him at a film festival.
Lou Gossett Jr.?
Yes.
Amazing.
He's fantastic.
You know, he sat down with me, and I used to work for the late James Brown. He goes, oh, you're in the family. Sit down with me.
He's one of the nicest men alive. He's such a favorite of mine.
And I'm going to read the list. Penny Marshall, Terry Gare. You've got Bo Derek. You know, she still has that new product for pets, I remember. I met her back in the days as well. There's so many on your website that we have posted and did a lot of social media networking.
And she's still working with them, with people?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah, every day. Yeah, every day. I just got out of a meeting to produce a series of evenings with next summer with some of my stars, which will be great.
Now, Karen, you know, what I'm excited about, too, is you have something that we are working with some promoters, and I've taken your link over.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes, tell us about this amazing show that we hopefully could get to Ruth Eckert Hall here, to the Capitol Theater here. Tell us why it's so important.
It's been in various places across the country. And it is one of, if I must say so myself, because I helped create it, I wanted to help my talent. She's Toni Morrell. She's an English-born talent and one of the most talented people I've ever seen. I just went to see her on an off weekend. Somebody said, you've got to go see this girl. And I said, why? And they said, because you're going to love her. She's an entertainer, and we know how we like true entertainers as opposed to some of the people who are a little newer today who I can't quite relate to. Mm-hmm. But she's the entertainer of the Liza Minnelli era, Judy Garland style.
Oh.
And I saw her and went backstage and I said, you don't know me, but if there's anything I can ever do for you, call me. So she had an idea, and I had the same idea, to produce a live event, multimedia stage show, just her, paying tribute to the legendary ladies.
Oh, beautiful.
And we have done that in a show called Starstruck, a tribute to the legendary ladies. And it's just phenomenal. It's if you've seen the video, I think, Dawn.
Yes, it is. And
it's a one-woman show?
Yes.
It's a one-woman show?
It's a one-woman show, but on stage also is her musical director husband, who does all of the video and music. His music sounds like... It's like a 21-piece orchestra.
So where is it playing at now? Where can we see it?
We don't have a date. Okay. We're pending some dates coming up. That's why I wanted to talk to Dawn and maybe some promoters there,
mm-hmm.
because we're looking for theaters, and you know how hard that is.
Stress. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, I have Yvonne here, and she's the one that, you know, Rudy is a promoter in town that we sent everything over,
mm-hmm.
and I'm waiting for Rudy to hear. And I have another lady with a big publishing company that I know is excited to maybe talk to you in the future about your book as well.
Oh, she has a book.
You're writing a book, you said? I'm going to bring that aboard.
Well, I've been... But people have been on me for years because when they hear some of my stories, they go, you better be writing a book. And it was my time that I spent off and on for 12 years with Lana Turner that kind of propelled me into thinking, you know, there are a lot of stories about our legendary stars, which go a lot further than I met.
Yeah,
my
Karen...
stories are very personal, very intimate, sometimes horrifying.
I bet.
but not without interest. And most of the stories I deal with, most of the people who will be in my book, the stars, Judy Garland and some of the ones I've already written, was how they were approaching the end of their life, which most people don't think about, that these stars are so huge, and then all of a sudden they get to be 75, whatever.
Yes.
And they lose their looks.
Mm-hmm.
God, you're a documentary. I just want to keep you on the phone and soak all of this up. You know, and Karen, hold on a second, because I want Peter to play something. The link of your the Starstruck.
Starstruck. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So everybody, hold on. We have Karen on the line from Los Angeles. All I can tell you is she's an amazing woman in the entertainment business, and I want to ask her when we come back how she started in all this.
Okay.
Yeah. Who gave her? All right. We'll be right back.
So many questions.
Is it ready?
I have.
Okay, not yet. While Peter's trying to pull that up real quick, loading here. You have another question while Peter's working on that?
No, I was interested when she said how the ending of the stars, because we're always looking at them when they're in their glory.
Well, exactly.
Right, right.
And
yes.
My life has been living with them, traveling with them, knowing them, nearing the last.
Right. Oh, that's very interesting.
And it's very interesting how fame affects a person as they begin to wind down and the offers no longer come in and their looks fade.
Yes.
And sometimes they handle it with great, great beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes they're devastated.
Sometimes they're devastated. Yes. And Lana, for years, wouldn't come out of her house. I mean,
read that someplace.
Yeah, it's true. I knew her for a long time. And the last 6 years of her life, she was very close. In the last year of her life, she called me every day until she could no longer speak due to throat cancer. But she didn't like what she saw anymore, so she didn't want to go out for fear of what people would think.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's when my legend whispering comes into work, and I tell them, it isn't about what you look like now. It's about what you've already given.
It's true.
Right. Yes.
True.
That's
we
cool.
have that vision blended in our brain.
Yes.
Well, exactly. And when I'm in, we were in a airport in a first class lounge, and it was very empty. And I was sitting with Lana, who did not look like Lana Turner at that point. It was the
did not look like the Lana Turner that we knew.
That we know.
Yes.
But everybody who knows the name Lana Turner sees this vision of, so
right.
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there was an elderly man in the lounge, and he was staring at her,
mm-hmm.
and I could see that he knew she was somebody.
Right.
So he went over to the desk, and he asked, who is the blonde lady? And they said, it's Lana Turner. And he turned around, and tears were streaming down his face. He started to walk over to us, and she wasn't really good with fans. She didn't like it.
Mm.
And I said to her, there's a man coming our way, and this man has loved you his entire life. And he's crying. Solana, you're on.
Wow.
So she was fantastic with him. And all he saw was the Lana that he had loved his whole life. He wasn't looking at her face or her eyes or her facelift or her teeth. Or he wasn't looking at what she saw. He was looking at
who she really was.
Always rings twice, the Big Bad and the Beautiful. He was looking at the Midnight Lace. He was looking at the movies that he fell in love with her in.
How beautiful. How beautiful that is.
And I said, and when you walk out on a stage, we were on our way to Spain. When you walk out on that stage to receive their Donostio, which is like the Academy Award of Life Achievement, everybody in that opera house, 3,500 people, are going to be seeing the Lana Turner they love walk out on that stage.
Exactly.
Wow.
So don't go there.
I know. Oh, well, Karen, hold on the phone, because we're going to play some of that intro that Peter's ready to go. I want
so
people
beautiful.
To hear this, and we're working hard to...
Tony Morrell. She's unbelievable.
Okay,
unbelievable.
Peter? Tony Karen, stay on the phone with us. We want you to all hear this.
Okay.
Starring British sensation Tony Morrell, voted best solo show in California Theater and nominated best special theater event in Los Angeles by BroadwayWorld.com, salutes the legendary ladies of Hollywood, Broadway, and music through song, story, and multimedia imagery.
You're unforgettable.
I'm Tony Morrell, and I invite you to join us in remembering the ladies.
Life's a ball, if only you know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. You've got a lot of living,
got a lot of living,
you've got a lot of living to do. You've got a lot.
Karen Cattle?
Yes.
Not bad, huh?
Karen Cattle. Am I right?
Yeah, Cattle.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's
not
magnificent.
Good,
fabulous.
No, she's unbelievable. And
yes.
The whole show and the clips that we've chosen, you'll see clips you've never seen before of some of these stars.
Mm.
And I wrote a great deal of it because a lot of it is based on my stories with the stars. So you not only get to hear the remarkable voice of Tony in songs that pay tribute to, but you get to hear some stories that give away a little bit about who these ladies really were. So it's astounding 2 hours.
Wow. Mm. I'm so excited
Me
that you're
too.
On the air with us. And, you know, what I'd like to do, Karen, I know it's kind of, you know, we only have 15 minutes, but I really want you back next week and take call-ins if you're available.
Sure.
And make it longer, and because you're such an inspiration to women out there.
Are my women inspiration to women.
I know.
They just don't know it sometimes.
Oh, I know. And it's so precious to take your time. And when I met you, who were you managing at that day over in Orlando at the show?
Barbara Eden.
Oh, Barbara
right.
Eden, yes.
Exactly. And I Dream a Genie.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. I mean, this woman, she is the youngest octogenarian I've ever seen in my life. She's just phenomenal. I mean, talk about... I learn lessons from all of these ladies, you know, and they're all older than I am, but not a lot. But even the, you know, when they're well into their 90s, Joan Fontaine was like my mom.
Aww.
And they're just not like anybody else. We don't have these today.
You know, I know Lola, our station owner, is listening, and I know she's going to say, Dawn, I have questions for her.
Yeah.
And I know I want our station owner to talk to you next week and call in for sure.
Can I ask
and
one then, question,
yes,
Dawn?
Yes,
I'm sorry,
not
to interrupt you, but I was just wondering, are you currently still an agent in L.A.?
I'm not an agent, and I'm not a registered agent, and I'm not a manager. What I have chosen to do since I established my company in 1996 was to find opportunities for the legends who no longer possibly were getting them.
Gotcha.
So it's my job.
The legend of the best.
I'm taking it on to make sure that the world
Golden Girls,
remembers them.
Empty Nest.
That's awesome.
All the great old stuff. That's what I watch to this day is the old
older
stuff.
Really.
Really. It's all this. It's all the talent. So the talent, everything. I mean, that's what I'm about. Like, I'm about marketing and all that great stuff, but I'm about passion and the talent because that's what you have to have. You have
too.
To be able to act. You have to be able to sing. If you can't, sorry, auto tune. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
going that. I don't even want to go into that deep thing, Majiki.
Well, I think I just love what they gave me growing up.
Right.
And so I always felt I wish I could give back to.
I love Lucy
June Allison moments.
It's amazing. Yes.
And I ended up working with her for 10 years.
Wow.
So
oh.
It's always wonderful for me when I can walk in a room and see an Audrey Hepburn, who I idolized, and realize that I was going to produce and direct her in a special. It
beautiful.
Was almost more than I could.
Wow.
Well, you know, also too, Karen, we have over 4 million listeners from around the world, live on the internet, 5 stations, you know, that we're on to FM 3 AM. And while you're on the phone, you know, I have an idea real quick, and just came to mind, but we have Mako. She's on the line, and I'm not going to, just real quick, and I just want to introduce her. And she saw your video. Mako, what did you think of that video I sent you today?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. I enjoyed it. I shared it with my mom. I shared it with my team, and we enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, imagine that becoming a 2-hour show. Yeah.
Love it.
Special. Now, Mako, you have some connections maybe that might be able to help her as well. We wanted to do, hey, wait a second, where's that firework cracker, lightning strike? We're going to get that here. Peter's going to find it. But, Mako, what did you think about bringing that to Miami?
I think it would be great to bring it to Fort Lauderdale. See, everyone always missed Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, we love Fort Lauderdale, so let's go there.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale, phenomenal. We need to have those kind of shows here. I have the connections here in Fort Lauderdale.
Good.
And we can get you sponsored for the show.
We haven't been anywhere where it's hard to book. I don't know why it's so hard to book, but it is. But when we do book and we do go somewhere,
they love it.
The response is... She usually gets no less than 3 standing ovations within the show.
Oh, I agree.
I believe
it's
that.
It's just after her rainbow, after she does the Judy Garland tribute, it's tear level.
Right. And if there's any other promoters out there around the world that are listening or somebody knows somebody, this is a show that we need.
Yes, live stage show.
Exactly, and we'll send you all the information. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz as well, and I'll be putting that up there tonight so you can actually see this
and
link.
It's 2 people on a stage. They do it all. With all we need is a screen, a projector, a good sound system, some lights, and we're on.
Beautiful.
We got it. Well, Mako, you have a question for Karen?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, also, too, is Mako actually is a publisher with the Stars as well to the NBA players.
Oh, wow.
And,
NFL.
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 Well, the N was
football
right.
Season, remember?
Yes. I got your name right this time.
You got my name right this time. Congrats to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dawn.
No problem. So the two of you, I'm going to connect after the show so you can talk. And I know Karen is writing her book, so maybe it's something she might be wanting to talk to you in the future about.
Actually, I have a question for you.
Oh, who do you have a question for? The publisher?
Wait.
Okay.
The one who works at the NBA and NFL people.
NFL.
Right.
Have you met
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant.
My uncle Daryl Gaston, that played for Atlanta Hawks, he and Michael Jordan have golfed together.
Oh, that's cool.
See, I don't go to golf games that often, but I do every now and then. When I do, I see several of them there.
Well, yeah,
we're going to get you connected to that with her afterwards and everybody. Right. And that's our new reporter, Karen. We have reporters all
doing
over.
Doing a great job today.
Yes, tell Karen how old you are.
I'm 11 years old.
Yes. And Karen,
wow.
Start young. Start young.
Karen, I help young reporters out there.
I'm 12. Yeah.
get get connected in show business and help their careers and help them.
Okay, he's 11. I'm 81.
Good God.
She's our Miss Florida Diva and our co-host.
I'm 81 and I was very interested when I was listening
to... You're 81? No way.
Yes. I was very interested listening to the ending of Lana Turner's life.
I know.
Yes. Well, there's a story there that I do it and I have a PowerPoint presentation that I do. And there's a story with her that never goes without tears because people don't realize. They think, oh my God, it's a big movie star.
Yes.
She must have everything's perfect. Well, no. Not really.
No.
Not always.
Well, Karen, we want to bring you back next week. Are you open?
Yeah. I'm open. I leave on the 16th. I go to I'm going to Connecticut because one of my best friends, who was also a movie star, who is now a nun, Mother Dolores Hart.
Oh,
she was in Where the Boys Are and Two
Where the Boys Are. I remember that.
Now she's like Mother Superior at an abbey in Connecticut, and I'm going back to see her renew her vows after 50 years.
Beautiful. This is so beautiful.
Well, I am so blessed to have you both on. Oh, I waited 6 months for this, Karen. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're good. I'm here till Friday.
Okay. Well, we're on Wednesday, 6 to 8, so I'll definitely, send you an email back. Mako, I'll connect you two as well.
And wonderful.
Really excited with all of
you. Any of those promoters who love Starstruck, do find me.
Yes.
Is there any way to hear that what you just played?
Yes, actually. Yes, I'm going to send you the podcast and the live video feed as well.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, you're going to get the whole thing.
Okay, good.
We being filmed?
Yes, we're being filmed right there in the corner.
Yeah,
live.
Thank you for playing so much of it. That was fantastic.
Awesome.
We'll be very happy.
We'll play more next week.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Karen. God bless. Right. And thank you so much for calling in. Yes. And
thank
also,
you, Karen.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm just tickled.
We appreciate you. Appreciate you very much.
Well, we have one of our artists here that actually is going to join us at the end, and we're going to talk about real quick what he's doing, and then we're going to bring back. I know I want you to come in here because we have like 7 minutes left and say hi to everybody. And we play artists, so we play their music once. If there's a certain time, we play it. And Arata, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. And tell us a little bit what you're working on here.
Right now, I got something really special. I have a website that we're putting out 3 volumes a year, free music, mix CD. So if you want to check it out, all you have to do is go to RIDA, thugangel.com. And it's really nice. It's free music. It's conscious music, good for the mind and the soul. It's PG-13, so everybody can pretty much hear it.
And now, what is Thug Angel? Explain to what you mean by Thug Angel. A lot of people, because you're helping the youth, and we're gonna be talking about going in the schools. I'm already booking the schools right now for Be Cool, Stay in School, with the mermaid and the Michael Jackson lookalike and some fun things. Cool. And we wanted to work together on that. Tell what Thug Angel really means.
Yes, that's a good question. My life. Pretty much, I had a hard time in my life, growing up and, went through some ups and downs and bads and everything. And a lot of people want to, know a little bit more about people that went through the struggle and pretty much made it. So that's where I'm at right now. I have an entertainment lawyer. That is pretty much the name that I'm going by, Rada, a.k.a. Thug Angel. And that's where it comes in. It's pretty much the good and the bad coming together and some positive coming out of it.
Reminds me of Earth Angel.
Yeah.
Someone remember the song? Hey, it rhymes.
Hey,
it rhymes.
Sing that. Hey, can you have your guitar over there? Come on over.
She wants me to sing so much. I don't know the whole song. I don't know all the song. But I can sing, but I don't have the whole song.
Well, sing half a song.
Sing something.
Earth Angel. I can sing it.
That's good.
I don't have the whole entire thing.
Well, actually, he was sent out for the Keith Urban guitar, and so is Bradley.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're still
Earth
waiting.
Angel.
Yes. Anyways, so what we're going to do is we're going to thank everybody for being here, and end with Rada's song. I don't know what song we're going to play. You sent me like a bunch of them.
Yeah, just play the slow motion angel with that. Yeah. I sent that to you on your...
Yes, I already... Peter has it. And before we do, Peter, just slowly with that, we want to thank everybody. I know it's 7:55. Kelvin, did you have fun today?
Yeah, I did. Are we going to have, like, interviews after this? Like, after the show?
Like, we're sure going to try.
All right.
I know we have company from out of state, so we're going to probably do that for next week.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
As well.
Okay, all right, so I'm looking into that.
Yes,
for sure. Good job, man, being a host. 11 years old, man. You start young. When you get there, you'll be a faster way. Keep it going.
Thanks.
And Yvonne, thank you so much for coming in
Yvonne,
today.
Yvonne, you look like you got to be 40. Can't be 81. No,
I know.
There's no way.
There's no way. I promote beauty at any age.
There you go. There you go.
And remember the radioicons.com, the scanner dollar, you know, that we promoted. And also, Bradley, thank you for coming over here and talking to, give him the microphone to everybody.
Bradley, come here.
Bradley, give your website, your Facebook.
My Facebook is just Bradley Stauner, or you can go to Bad Mother Productions, BADMUTHA Productions, and you'll get it that way. There's a fan page, and there's also my regular page, but Bradley Stauner, STAUNER, Bradley, LEY. But you can go on there, and you'd see there's, you can, if you want to have a little fun, you can check out my YouTube video in the tornado I was in about 2007. That's kind of entertaining too. So.
And we're going to come back with miracle stories. I know we went way over today on everything. And everybody, thank you. Darren, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. So
awesome. Okay, and listen to your song. Tell everybody what it is again.
Yes, a slow motion remix, Angel.
Okay, go to HollywoodConnections.biz, see what we're all about. Remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen in your life. I'm Dawn Reese, your host.
And I'm Yvonne, your co-host.
That's right, my beautiful co-host is back with us.
Yvonne Madison.
Next week, stay tuned. More agents, producers, casting directors calling in. God bless. Have
God bless.
A very blessed week. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you, everybody out there.
Yes.
Maybe we can have some coffee or something like that.
Smile, you spoke to the prince with diamonds and pearls. Extravagante, let me come inside your world. Independent woman waiting on the 66, trying to feed your son, grinding hard to make ends meet. Conflicted, you just left your man because he was trying to bring you down. When you went down to his feet, big angel came to tell you it's on the side. Beauty is not on the outside, but it's skin deep. I send you my love, I'm glamorous. I'm telling you, hustle hard, baby, keep your head up. Miss Tampa Bay, an angel see you in the bay. Beat the streets. Let's make that break. Slow motion for me, baby. Slow motion. I send you my love. I send you a kite. You're gonna make it walking with no wheels. But look on the bright side. You're losing weight, you're losing calories, you keep it real. Every week, sweat on your sweat, blood on your blood. No surrender, no retreat. You're almost dead.